Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Noticed. This is a training for women with solo massage businesses. And of course, any of you joining in that also have other holistic health businesses, you are completely welcome. If you are looking to raise your profile in your community and as a professional healer, this is a training for you. So we're going to spend the next 30 minutes working on creating collateral that your clients are just going to love to share with lots of other people. So that's the plan. And I'm Barbara Sviatkiewski, and I'm a massage therapist in Melbourne and a women's business coach. And I've developed this training today because I know what it's like to be a solo business owner and to really want to get the maximum amount of impact for the dollars you spend, and even more importantly, for the time you spend doing something. So, and secretly, I also have this inner creative genius that just loves to come out and have something fun that I can create. So that's why we're doing this one. And so today I'm sharing all my tips on how to create some collateral that really reflects your unique offering, and it's fun to make it. And if you love this training, I just invite you to check out the other business support programs that I offer. So I do I've got a really useful 8-part home study program for women who are starting a massage practice from home. That one's called First Steps. And I do one-to-one coaching via Skype, and I've got a heap of fun info products. So if any of that is of interest, you can just head over to my website, which is www.bsviatkiewski-bowen.com. So let me spell that one out. It's a mouthful. It's bsviatkiewski-bowen.com. Great. And you can stick around at the end of this training, and I would just be delighted to answer questions. Let's get started. So does everyone have their webinar worksheet? Ta-da! Looks something like that. I'm kind of looking over in the corner to see if anyone's holding one up. Anyone going, no? Ah, it's all right. Okay, so this is like super low stress training. But if you want one, you can just email me and I will make sure you get it. So my email is slightly easier than the website. So it's bsviatkiewski@gmail.com. So bsviatkiewski@gmail.com. Cool. And I just want to say welcome to everyone who is attending live today. It's just gorgeous to see you. And so we have got probably more women joining in, but Dee is here, and Danny is here, and Ruth is here. And let me just check, make sure I don't miss out on anyone. And Edna is here. Oh, Adriana is here. If your name pops up differently on your screen, then the name that you go by, you can change it. So that's good, because otherwise, I cannot necessarily remember those details. Christine is here, Margaret's here. Welcome, welcome, and welcome to any other women that are joining us as we go. And lots of people emailed in to me saying, I can't make it, or there's a 50-50 chance I'll make it. So a little shout out to Em and Catherine from New Zealand. And Vanessa, who alerted me that the webinar worksheet was not available when I said it was. So it is there now, definitely. So you would have all got emails from me with the connection for that. But, you know, shoot me an email if you can. And Allegra, who might be able to join us. It's a fun group of women who come. People come from all around the world. And sometimes the time zone to come live is just crazy time. And people just go, I can't make it. I will wait for the replay. And that is the wonderful thing about the internet. You can, you know, watch this thing or listen to the audio replay. today we're gonna have a special bonus video replay, because I'm actually gonna show you step by step how to do to actually make something yourself. So if you're listening now and going, "Oh, I've just got the audio," make sure that you're in touch or you've got the right links to get the bonus video, which will give you that information. All right. We have the first heading on the worksheet, which is authentic collateral. So let's just start with this whole collateral thing. I'm just waving that word around and it's fun. It's a marketing word, and I just learned it this year, which is why I'm repeating it, ad nauseum. But it's talking about your printed material, is my understanding. So your business cards, your brochures, your gift certificates, anything that you've got that's paper that you're handing around. So today, by collateral, we're going to make postcards. Because postcards, we can make small runs of postcards very inexpensively. And then if we love it, we could get a whole bunch more printed. But this is the down and dirty. So I'm just going to show you on screen right now so you can see it. Here is one that I did. Yay! And we'll go through it. And I printed that off yesterday at Officeworks. So Officeworks, here's like the bigger size and here's the smaller size. This size, the small size, 5x7, cost me 10 cents to print that off. This one was a whopping 35 cents to print off. So it's super easy to, if you've got any access to something like Officeworks that does photo printing. I mean, there's lots of online photo printing too that you can just do, 5, 10, 20 of these to use straight away and not let anything stop you from doing it in the moment. So let's get back to the authentic part of this collateral. So this is going to be stuff that reflects you, because authentic is all about being brave and getting yourself out there in the busy, busy, hugely crowded marketplace, because we're all amazingly unique, and what we offer our clients is amazingly unique. So this is how we get ourselves out there, so that the right clients can find us, because they're attracted to us and what we're offering. So to do that, you gotta get your authentic voice into this collateral. So that's what we're starting with, first thing. So I hope you've got your pen and a bit of paper. If you don't have the worksheet, I want you to spend 2 minutes, no more than 2 minutes. I will bell you back. What is your mission? Go. Right. What's your mission? I love it. I love doing this with live faces because I can see you guys writing. And if I had like really groovy music, I could put it on in the background. If you're listening on the replay, you can just turn off my voice and concentrate. Take your earphones out. That works too. Now, the important thing here is you just write. You are not judging yourself. You are just going, what's my mission? Why am I doing? Why am I doing what I am doing? So a lot of you will be massage therapists. Some of you will have other practices. Why are you doing it? So for me, why I'm doing what I'm doing is I am doing this because I want to get women back in action. I want to support them to love their active lives. That is what my practice is about. And other words I would start to throw in there would be, it's a really body positive practice. It's all about not letting pain, those niggling things, stop you from loving your life. So those are some of the words I would jot down about me. But we've got some live people, so hey, time to share. And guess who's at the top of our list? It's you, Dee. So I'm going to let you unmute yourself. And what did you say?
So I love working with cancer patients. And my goal is to reach and care for as many women with cancer in my area.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so Dee is going to highlight a couple of words in there that kind of pick up the main gist of this. I think it's cancer patients, women in her area. Yeah, so those are some of the key things to just do a little highlighter over. Ruth, would you like to be next? Yeah, you got to unmute yourself first, Ruth. We can't hear you. I know, it's fun with the new tech, isn't it? You got to go, oh, where is it? Look for a little microphone thing. Can you find it? If you can't find it, I will be able to unmute you.
How's that?
You got it. Great.
So I'm actually a yoga teacher, so a little bit different to some of the other ladies here. And why I do this is, or my goal is, to reach corporate stressed out women and teach them yoga to feel fit and well in their bodies, and to teach them ultimately self-acceptance and self-love.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay, so you know some words to highlight out of that one. Self-acceptance, self-love, stressed out, corporate women. Yep. Awesome. Thank you so much. Danny, you're up next. What have you got for us? Oh, Ruth, just mute. Yeah, perfect.
Hello. For those that don't know, I'm a massage therapist, so I'm doing this to assist people to get their bodies back into balance, allowing them to get the best out of their daily life.
Wow, excellent, excellent, excellent. And as we listen to each other's, this is the perfect time to be inspired. And when I say inspired, I mean like absolutely steal everyone's words. So if you hear somebody say something that you think, yeah, that's me, I would say that, write down their words. That'll be great words for you as well. All righty. And Adriana, you're up next. What's your mission? You got to unmute yourself though. Can you find it? Okay, I'm gonna see if I can find that one for you. How do I unmute you? Unmute. There. Okay, Adriana, do you have something you can say?
To excel at enhancing the well-being of women from all walks of life and support the community.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so I think some words for you to highlight will be all walks of life, community, and women. So if you guys have, when I say highlight, you know, all I'm talking about is, yay, highlighter pen, put a, excellent, I love it. You guys are holding up your highlighters, brilliant. Okay, so Adriana, that is awesome. I'm going to mute you. And Christina, you're next. What have you got for us?
Hey, I have Christina, a remedial massage therapist. My mission is to help as many people, especially women, as I can in my community to live normal lives without pain, restrictions, self-limiting beliefs, and bring back self-love into their lives and to get them back on track, fulfilling their dreams.
Woohoo! Oh, there is like so many great words in yours to pick out. So get your highlighter out and just go over all of those ones that are just going, yes, that's my words. Those are my words. Thank you, Christina. And Mark, you're next. Did you come in early enough to know what we're doing? You just need to unmute yourself. Welcome. I can hear you. Maybe you don't. Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Can you hear me now?
Absolutely can hear you now. So what's your mission?
Well, actually, I haven't even really thought about a mission.
Off the top of your head then. Here's your chance.
My mission is to help people balance their bodies
which means that they, with their balanced more physically than mentally, they'll be able to cope with everything that they have to in their ordinary everyday lives.
Great.
Increase
stop.
Their,
yeah, stop there, Mark. Stop there. Stop there. I love it. I love it. I love it. But we don't want to go too crazy. So phrase for you is cope with everything in your life. That's going to be awesome. Absolutely awesome for this particular exercise. Yay. Okay. Excellent. Thank you for joining us. Now, if I've somehow missed out and haven't asked you, can you just put into the chat, hey, I'm here and you need to ask me, because I don't want anyone who's come live to feel like they miss out at all. So that's half the fun of actually showing up to the live event. Great. Okay, so we've all got some words. When you're looking at your words, I just want you to do a quick check-in with yourself that those words are the right words for you. And the way that you do it is, as you say those words outside, out loud, notice what's happening in your own body. So what happens? What do you feel? So everyone just take, 10 seconds now, read those words out loud to yourself with conviction and see how you're feeling in your body. I can see you guys are not opening your mouths. You have to say it out loud. So read your own words out loud to yourself. You're all muted. It's all fine. Geez, I'm bossy, aren't I? Okay. So when I read my words out loud to myself, I feel this sense of excitement. I feel in my body, so I'm sort of, you can't see it so well here, but I'm putting my hands on my chest. So I feel it in my chest. I feel it in my belly. It feels like it's right for me. So I'm going to encourage you guys, when you have a little bit more time, to just feel into your words and go, is that giving me a little something? Or is it just kind of separate from me? And if it's just kind of separate from you, take another 2 minutes and write some more words. And just absolutely do not start trying to sound all professional or amazing or whatever. Just write from your heart. Go, why am I doing this? And if the reasons you're doing this don't seem grand enough to you, don't do that either. Just do not censor yourself. If you're doing this job because this job allows me to pick up my kids from school at 3 o'clock, great, write that down. So everything that is authentic about ourselves, it'll come through and the collateral will be so much more powerful. So you are you. You're just perfect the way that you are. And the collateral, which is your advertising, things need to reflect the real you. So, and you can always change it because the real you will be different in a week, 2 weeks. This is like the you today. Cool. All right. So we've got some words. Let us go on to the tools of the trade is what I've called it. So what some of this, I don't want you to feel rushed through, but I do want us within our half an hour to get to the actual making of this postcard. So I'm just going to kind of pop through this part quickly. So the tools of the trade, so this is what we're going to need, is we're going to need a picture of ourselves. A picture of ourselves. So as therapists, oh my goodness, this is a challenge a lot of us face. We go, what, ourself? No, thank you very much. I would like to put pictures of towels and candles and, other lovely things, thank you. But my challenge to you is the tool of this trade is you and your face. And the reason is, let's just take a moment of why are we doing this? So we are making postcards today. And we're going to give these postcards to who? Well, primarily our amazing clients who think we're amazing and would love to recommend us to their friends and et cetera. And this is the prompter so that they will remember to remind us. This is the prompter for their friends to go, oh, yeah, yeah, so-and-so told me, and we were talking, and here's the thing. And so this thing totally needs to reflect us. And where I'm going with this is, where do we want them to put this postcard? Well, I say we want them to put this somewhere that they're going to see it all the time. And I have a refrigerator with magnets and pictures on my refrigerator. I think a lot of people do this. If you don't, if you got like a classier kitchen, maybe you've got pictures up on a corkboard somewhere. But lots of people have pictures up somewhere in their home. And for, in my home, these are pictures of my kids, of me doing fun stuff, of my other family. So if we want our postcard to go in like that picture zone, it's got to be something that's really picture-like. So us, our face. So that's why I think that. And I'm going to strongly encourage you guys to just be brave and go for it. So picture of yourself. You're going to need your contact details to put on this thing. It's going out possibly to the general public, because you could use this at your local cafes, etc., etc. So if you have a practice from home, just consider the safety aspects of putting your actual address. So I would strongly suggest you don't, that you just put your suburb. So I always put my suburb of West Preston, so people have a really good idea where in Melbourne I'm located, but I'm not giving out the actual details of where they're coming for the appointment until they're confirmed booking. So just something to consider when you're putting stuff out there. You will need a call to action. So that's also got a, you know, a little fancy acronym, CTA. So call to action. And that's the thing that you are explicitly asking people to do something. So we're going to kind of have multiple calls to action here. We're going to have a call to action that we put, type it like right onto our postcard. But the other call to action is our little own head one, where we go, what are we going to do with this postcard? How are we going to do it? And what, so specifically, what are we going to ask other people to do with the postcard? So the call to action really is, as this postcard is given to your amazing client who's just gone, oh, that was the best session. That was so good. It's like, well, here, would you like to take a couple of these and maybe put one on your fridge or hand one out to one of your friends? That is, see, it sounds really straightforward and it's not a salesy thing to say, but it's outside most of our comfort zones. And it's outside my comfort zone. And I make it sound like it's not, but it is. And I have to practice it ahead of time. And, you know, the more I say it out loud, even in this kind of venue, the easier it rolls off my tongue. So I encourage you to practice that as well. So here we go. Let us talk about the nitty gritty, which is going to be how we're going to make this postcard on Canva. So what's going to happen now is I am going to screen share my what you're seeing on my screen, and I'm going to take you through step by step how to actually make this postcard. So so this will be the end of the audio that makes sense. I'll keep the audio going because at the end of our 30 minutes, that's when everyone that's here live gets a chance to, you know, jump in and we do some help with each other. And I provide some coaching ideas and it's super fun. So do stay on. It's not, but you might want to fast forward to that part. So screen share. I will need Danny, how about you unmute yourself and let me know how I'm going with the screen share. So Danny, are you now seeing my desktop?
Sure.
Oh, yay! Don't you love it when technology works? It works. Okay, so what you'll see on my desktop, everyone, is pictures, right? So in order to use this tool that we're going to use, you need some pictures. So I put them on my desktop here so that I can find them. Because it'll ask you to upload and you just go, oh, where is that on my computer? Okay, so now what I want to try and do is I am trying to open the website. So I'm just going to the website, and the website is called Canva. So Canva. So Danny, are you still seeing me?
Yeah, all good.
And you're looking at the Canva?
We're looking at Canva.
Yes, Rocket, that is fantastic. Okay, so Canva.com is this just fabulous, fabulous website, which it lets your inner creative genius come out and you can make really fun stuff. So I might have a small Canva addiction. So when you see this here, you go, wow, Barbara, you've done a lot. I've just loved it. I've been using it for about a year and it's so much fun. So the first thing you have to do is you have to sign up for an account. And what is awesome about this is they have free accounts that let you do a lot of stuff. I've been lured into the paid account just because it's so much fun and I use it so often. So there's a couple of things that I can do that you can't do on the free account. But I'm going to try and show you today just stuff you can do on the free account. So will come up something like this, and it will have the choice to create a design. And then it shows you all these different sizes of things you can create. So today we're going to pick postcard. And we're actually even going to use that exact postcard one to choose from. So I'm going to show you step by step, and then I'm going to go back to the one that I started. So all you do is you go create a design. Boom, like that, and it'll ask you which one. Now you guys are seeing, wow, it doesn't just do that. There's all this social media posts, documents, etc. It's hours, hours of fun. So I'm going to choose the postcard because the postcard turns out awesome for printing like a picture. So here we go. So I click on that, and what will happen is it will come up like this, a blank title, and then all of these Canva layouts. So you can choose someone else's amazing ability to design a layout. So, you know, you can do your own, which is great, but I like to use someone else's because then they've chosen the font and all of that. So I'll show you how easy it is. Basically, so you can see a lot of these are free, and all you do is you click on it and you drag it over. Boom. And then each one of these things I can modify with my own words. Super easy. And then what I do is up here I save the title and then it'll be my own. So just going to go back to the front page here. Do I want to leave this site? I hope this is going to be fine. Oh, yep, here we go. And you can see because it's online, it's already started to save that one that I was just fiddling with. So here's the one that I chose. So what I did to get this one is I scrolled down looking at the possible designs that were free. And then I moved it over. And so the reason that I've just put it there now is you will see as I scroll down, there are like a gazillion to choose from. So many, so many. And this particular one is like way down, so I didn't want to waste your time waiting for it. But you'll see lots and lots are free. Occasionally you'll see one that is a paid for one, which is also great because it doesn't cost very much to use their things. So here is my beautiful template that I used to create that postcard that I showed you earlier. So this is how you manipulate it. First thing, you want to name it something. So I called it Urban Classics hashtag postcard. That's how it's going to file it for me. But I can change that name so easily. I'm going to call it I Feel Great. Okay, so now I've got a new title and that'll help me find it. When I click on it, you'll see that each part is changeable. So the first thing I'm going to do is I am going to change that picture. So I've clicked and it selected the picture. Now what I want to do is bring my own picture. So I'm going to go over to the uploads and I'm going to see what I uploaded. So these are all pictures I've uploaded already. And if I want to use this silly face one, I just drag it over. Boom, there it is. And it's so much fun. If I don't like where it is, I just click on it and I'll get choices here about how to change it. So see, I can make that her face much bigger and then tick. Now I'm starting to like this one. Great. But I said it had to be my face, didn't it? Ugh. So I'm just going to show you to upload. So if you want to upload your own image, all you do is you click there and then you have to find where you uploaded it. So I said I was going to save that onto my desktop so I could find things. And what did I call it? Okay, so here it's the headshot. And then I just open that up and then you'll see it loading up here on the left-hand side. And as soon as it's loaded up, I can drag it over and use it. It's just so, so, so much fun. It just depends how fast your internet is, how fast you can make this all happen. Okay, so then let's start changing these things here. So I want this to say something else. I'm going to just highlight it and I'm going to say, I feel great. So I'm just typing over the top. Woo, easy. Now, what do I want to put here? Maybe something like, I'm going to shift these around because I think this size will fit better. So see, all you just do is you just grab it and you shift it and you can just type right over it. So I'm going to say something like, I've just had an amazing session with Barbara. Of course, you put your own name. Yep. She's really helping me to love my active life. See what I did there? I am using my authentic words that I'm picking up. So I want to put something authentic in there. I mean, she's helping me do that. And I think you'd really benefit from a session. Okay, see how it's starting to go too much? I just need to shift a few things and play around a bit. So you just move it around. And if you think, oh, that's too tiny, or that could fill out more of the page. Oh, look at that, just pulling on the edges. I think you'd really benefit from a session. And then I really like this size, so next thing I'm going to say is, what am I going to say? I reckon you should check her out. Great. So that's my call to action. I reckon you should check her out. And then I better give them some way to check me out. So I am going to put here my phone number. Something like that. Or I could put my website in there. And then I'm going to put down, now I've run out of words. So easy peasy. I can just copy any of these that I quite like. I quite like this size. So I'll just copy that one. Look, it made it again. And then I'll pop it down here and I'm going to say, West Preston, so that people know where I'm at. And now you can see, you can't really see that so well. So up here is the color. So I'm going to pick a color. This is where endless, endless fun comes in. It helps you with color palettes. Let me try white. Ooh, white shows up great. I'm going to go with white. Beautiful. It's not a picture of me, so I'm going to drag my picture of myself over. Did it work? It did, but there's too many things. So let me get rid of this one. So this big one, and then I just delete the image. Myself. Oh, I know why. This is a picture of myself with no background. So either your picture will fill it up. Let me just show you. Here's one. I'll just pull over a different one of me with a background. There we go. and see, I can move it around. And it doesn't really matter if this is all layered up. Look at all those layers up, because it's just how it looks on the top layer that's going to show. Now, I can fiddle with this for a long time, and I'm just going to give you two pointers for when you go to print this. So you want a nice high quality image of yourself, so not blurry. You want it to turn out nice. And just make sure you're not right close to the margin, because when you go to print it, they usually say that, you know, like if you go right out to here, it's not going to print the edge. So just make sure you're not super close to the edge with any of that. And spend as long as you want. But the whole purpose of this is to get something printed so you can give it to your clients. So here we go, to download it. We do not want the PDF, okay? Even though it's going to recommend that. That PDF is going to be fantastic if you were going to print it from, say, your printer as a document. But what we want is to be able to take it to the photo place and get them to print it just as a photo. So you just use the PNG. That'll give you the best quality photo, and go to download. Then it's going to save your design, do-do-do, holding tight, preparing, and it's almost done. So if I can't see you guys directly, but if you've got a question that you want to ask, just unmute yourself now and please ask, because this is the end of our training time, and now it's just total free-for-all of question asking and helping each other out. And I do want to show you some of the other collateral that people have sent in, so we can have a look at that and talk about it. Oh, whoop, all over the place. So then I would just click on this one. That's it. There's my picture ready to go. And now, are you guys still, are you seeing yourselves on the screen at all? Ruth, I might get you to comment, because Danny's got a handful of children. Because I can see Ruth now. Can you see yourself?
Yeah, I can see myself, and I can see three other people.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so, and then what I would do with this picture here is I would use, because this is a Mac and I have an iPhone, the magic of Apple, and I would AirDrop this to my phone, and then I take my phone to Officeworks, and then they've got a magic system where you can upload to their things from your phone. But you can also do that all online. So once you've got this, you could upload it to an online picture developer. It's just amazing what you can do. Okay, superb. Any questions about Canva? Now that I can see you all, that you want to go, okay, how exactly did you do that? What can you do? No, feel free to ask at any time. So, you know, we have this amazing, if you are in the program, you are, you know, part of the Facebook group, and people ask great questions in the group. People ask, give lots of answers. If you're going, hey, I want to be in that group, I want to be in that group, just shoot me a line. I'll tell you what needs to happen. And that will be awesome. Excellent. Okay. So I'm going to stop this. Oh, actually, we can still see the screen share, would be great. So what I want to do is just show you a couple of things that people sent in then. So here is, can you see this gorgeous postcard from Allegra? Yeah? So this is something that she has done similar, and she gave to her clients. So she is a nutritional health coach. And how cute is this? And I don't know if she used Canva, but she probably did, because Canva's amazing. And it's got lots of great text on it. And the only thing I would say to Allegra is, where's your face? What do you look like? How? Because I would be way more likely to pop that on my fridge or my photo board if there was a great big picture of her there. So that's what I would say. Let's go back. And Danny sent in. She sent in some beautiful stuff. So Danny has got, check out this gorgeous, gorgeous logo that she has, the massage aspects. So beautiful. And this is her gift certificate. She's got business cards and everything that are beautifully in line with that. And I just think that she would be able to use it, that logo, if she wanted to, on this particular postcard. But this postcard is, it's for getting out there and getting on the fridge. So it, you don't need to be so worried about having the whole classy lines and the matching it up with everything else. That's my opinion anyway. Lovely. Okay, well, let's throw it open and see if anybody has any particular things in your business that you are feeling like, oh, I'm a little bit stuck here. Could we get some enthusiastic motivation from the group to go forward? Because we have 15 minutes left. So just show of hands. Anybody got something that they want to get a little motivation from us? And I might be missing you. So if I don't see your hand, please put something down in the chat section. I'm going to stop the screen share. Then maybe we see each other again better. How do we do this? There. Okay. Everyone's very quiet this morning. Very quiet.
So what? I'll be unquiet.
You'll be unquiet. Excellent. What have you got to share with us? Danny?
I did a newsletter.
Yes!
I haven't shared it in the group yet, but I will. I actually got myself like a spare 2 hours and did my newsletter, so I'm quite excited.
That is so fantastic. Excellent. Okay, and you've sent it out to your clients?
It went out yesterday.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Oh, well, we can't wait to hear what happens with that. That is awesome. So, see, the best thing about this group is it's a chance to get together and go, okay, what have I done? Where am I stuck? What am I going to do next? And it's completely guilt-free. So if you haven't done anything for the last few weeks, that's cool. We are so busy, and we're all busy women. And this is just a chance to sort of reconnect with your business and go, all right, what do I need to do? And onwards. So, Mark, we don't know you very well yet. Can you tell us a bit about your business and where you're at?
I just, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just work 1 day a week.
Yes.
1 day a week doing massage from a physiotherapy business, and I also just do a few clients at home around my full-time job. So I'm just here because I just want to see what everybody else is doing, and I'd like to build the business up a little bit more at home. And I'm in Sydney, so I'm a little bit far from Victoria, Melbourne, so I like to see what's going on and listen to what everybody else is doing.
Welcome,
and I'm
welcome.
In bed. It's a Sunday morning with a coffee and I'm happy.
Fantastic. So what do you think? Have you seen Canva before? The thing that we were
doing? No, I haven't seen Canva. But it's very similar to that Microsoft Office, what is it called, where you can make all different things as well. Have you seen that before?
There are so many products out there. So that's one of the things that's tough, I think, when you're trying to find out. It's like, how much information is there about how to do this and how to do that and what to use, So in my training, I always just go with the one thing that I know because I personally use it. And usually, yeah, exactly like you were saying, once you kind of know how to use one thing, you go, oh, well, I could use this other better thing. And you know questions to ask and the kinds of ways to go about it. So, you know, even if you don't use Canva, and sadly, Canva doesn't give me any money if you use it. So I'm not attached to using Canva in any way.
But I think the postcards are a great idea.
Yay! You guys will love the postcards because you can just whip one off, print 10, and it'll cost you, well, maybe $3.50. Like, that's so good. And then you can hand them out. And then when you need more, you do a bunch more.
Great idea.
Thank you. I have just loved doing them. And it keeps it, you know, you can just keep doing fresh things so that every week or so when people come back, they go, oh, that's another cool one you did. And then they take more. And more is good. The more of your advertising with your face and your business name and your contact details, like, wouldn't it be great if your client had like 5 on their fridge and their friends come over? What's this? You know, it's so great. So, yeah, I'm glad you like that one. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. Thank you.
Deanne, you're new, fairly new to our group. Tell us what's happening in your business. And Mark, can I just get you to mute yourself again, if you would?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, it's been really quiet and I'm kind of trying to build up my confidence in terms of getting out there and meeting new people and doing things. But I'm in the process of designing a really nice Christmas promotion.
Excellent.
So I'm using a couple of different techniques, but I love the canvas. So I'm going to go and finish doing that today. I'd love to join the Facebook group if that's possible.
I shall be in touch with you. It's a great group of women. So with the Canva thing and your Christmas promotion, maybe you can use that all. And what I find is really great is when I have something in my hand, so you can see me holding this, somehow it's kind of easier if I've gone into a shop or something and I want to give it, I like the confidence that I've got something that's really beautiful and authentic and could be left. So perhaps you can consider.
Because I do mobile, I go to people's houses.
Yeah.
It's also nice for them to see who I am before I get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it builds it right from the start. It builds the connection. So any of you that have been doing training with me for a while, you know, I'm really keen on us to get our faces out there. And there's something about seeing someone that just gives us a connection that is impossible to get from some written words. It's a really great starting point. And I see some nodding faces, so good. I'm glad I've converted some of you. That's excellent. Now, there's, you know, people that, so Ruth has come to our group, and Ruth is a yoga teacher, and Allegra is a health coach. So it's, although I'm a massage therapist, and massage is what I know, and I'm a solo practitioner and my practice is residential, so from home, that's what I know. Almost everything that we talk about in this group is really useful for other women in solo business. That's that heartfelt, authentic kind of health-based maybe businesses. So if you do know other women that are doing this sort of thing, like Reiki practitioners and counselors, it's not, you're welcome. You're welcome to come. We talk massage, you know, and sometimes we get a little geeked out on the massage part, but we can always be drawn back and we're all very happy to focus on other people's businesses that are similar, the similar journey. Great. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there and really encourage everyone to head over to my website, have a look around there. There's going to be more things added. I'm up-leveling myself all the time, and everything I learn when I up-level by up-leveling my website, I share with you. And yeah, great. Okay, so it's www.bswiatkiwskibowen.com. So that's bswiatkiwskibowen. Oh my goodness, .com. Or you can Google my name, and thank goodness, Barbara Swiatkiwski. As far as I know, I am fairly unique, and my website will pop up. And just if you're going, what the heck is the Bowen part? So my specialty technique is Bowen therapy, and that's why I've incorporated it into the name of things. Lovely. Okay, well, super great to see you all today. And anyone listening in the replay, awesome. And I will make the step-by-step stuff into a little bonus video so you can watch that and check back and you know, feel free to ask questions anytime. Goodbye. Lovely.